This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the Random Order Show, episode 124.
It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, man. My grandma called me Evan.
You baby Trey in the building.
What up, man?
Jermaine Richards, how we feeling, man?
Keep it short, man. Say what up. Keep going.
Locked in.
You get pressed like that?
Keep going.
My man, Shell Sebastian, coming live from the GTA. What's happening, B?
What's good, man? We live?
Shit, man. It's been a very wholesome episode, man. We talked about all the important things. Marcus's inspiring Amazon story. Pink meat. Chicken seasoning gloves. You at the store and you get undercharged. What would you do? Air mattresses. Speaking of air, Sheldon's airplane experience. And of course, man, living in the dough. Listen, man, randomorder.org. We got the merch up. Or you could scroll down. You might see some red hot items under the video here. It's been a great time, man. Let's hang out for a little bit.
Kick Amen. Back, get the food, man, and make sure it's cooked.
Yes, sir.
Let's be.
Live from the O.
Yo.
Times the GTA.
You can tell where I'm live from.
Yeah, that nigga got the gray overcast, the gray tinge. You coming down, though?
Yeah.
Yo. Amen.
Yo. I'm in the O by the time they get this.
Free shield.
Yeah.
I just placed the order for the air Meezy.
Yeah.
Come on. Yo.
Let's go. Yo. Man. Go
hey.
On.
Hey.
Appreciate that.
Hey, let me tell you something. By the time
where you get the air mattress from, man?
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Man, come get this nigga, man. Hey. Holy. Enough is enough, man. Enough is enough.
Hey, man, I'm going to say it like this, man. By the time you get here, you're going to be sleeping good, but they going technically, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Amazon and them?
Yeah. Amazon going to be like, how he sleeping?
Jeff ain't losing no sleep, man.
Come on, man. Stop thinking about Bezos. Think about the pesos, man. Amen. Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Talk to him. Man, you know, as uncomfortable as air mattresses are, it's always a fun little adventure. When you know I'm here 3 or 4 days, air mattress, that's me. Mm-hmm. When you just embrace it and go with it.
Yeah. No, I got
motherfucking back hurt for a few days after that shit, but
that's the thing, man. I try to look out for Sheldon, man, and Sheldon's back. So I try to, you know, get an air mattress that back protected.
Spine enhancer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, spine enhancer. Yes, sir. Man. It's called Never Flat. I'm just like, I never want to be flat. So
hell yeah.
You know, it's never nice to wake up on the damn hard floor, nigga.
Never.
On an air mattress.
Oh, my God. Never. Have we expressed those stories and our feelings?
Every fucking air mattress we had, nigga. It starts off so strong. This shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, you go to bed firm, wake up firm. Not me, the mattress. And then next thing you know, your boys are sleeping over. And it's just like, yo, 3 a.m. What happened?
What the hell is that, nigga? 4 a.m., bro. I didn't know it was a thing, man. So, like, now in 20... let me get my mic up a little bit.
They ain't airlocking yet?
No.
They didn't figure out the air seal?
No, yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying. Now in 2023, they're, like, promoting... You know when a brand or a company starts promoting some shit that I'm like, wait, shouldn't you
bend?
Like, my airplane started, hey, bro, we clean it now. I'm like, wait. What were you guys doing?
The never crash airplane. It's not supposed to, nigga.
Huh?
It's like a food commercial. Like, this never tastes like shit. Yeah.
Right, right.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
They got the never flat ad going.
They got the never flat ad. So I'm just wait. I'm like, man, this is like...
It's already supposed to be never flat.
Yeah, man. So, shit, man. You trying to make my pockets flat.
All the air matches, man.
Yeah, man. But you're going to be sleeping good, boy.
Amen.
I appreciate that, man. I'm going to need it.
You hit him with the single, double, twin, queen, king.
Hey, disconnect your camera from me, folks.
Come on, man.
We're talking that week,
boy. I ain't got the room in space, man.
Yeah. Nah, man. I put my king up on the queen. They ain't got the king.
I appreciate that. Hey,
that's what's up. Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that, brother.
Queen go crazy. I
appreciate that. Had the twin.
No, you can't.
It was the
twin. I would have felt a way about.
I would have stabbed it the first time I walked in. This one,
it was called the twin sport. It kind of caught my eye.
What makes it a sport?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's why I'm like
aggressive sleeping.
Yeah, and they just had queen. I'm like, what the fuck? Twin sport queen.
Yeah,
nice. I went with the queen just for him, like, you know. But fuck, I may order the twin sport just to see what it's about.
See what's going on. Yeah,
I was devastated when I found out king isn't actually taller than queen. It's the same shit, but just a little bit wider.
It's wider. Yeah.
I need the California king, the Drake bed, nigga.
Yeah,
you
ever
seen that shit?
There's California.
Like to be high up?
David Dobrik bed? Yeah, I think that's what it's called, California King.
California King.
But there's California King, and then there's like fucking
MTV Cribs custom.
Yeah, like there's one more king. what is that one called? Yeah, it's called the Split King.
Split King?
Split King.
Split King?
What?
It's two kings?
Split, yeah, probably two kings.
They shipped those out?
I saw a bed where, like, the section around where the pillows will be, it dips in. So it's like designed for, like, you know, when you like cuddling, you like spooning your girl and you might put your hand like underneath her head. It's like so you could put your underneath.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see that.
That's innovation for fellas, man. Yeah. Come on.
We need that.
Yeah.
So many times I'm just in pain off the spoon. Like, fuck it, bro.
Yeah.
Just fighting the spoon and your arm's dead and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You got bees stinging your hands. Oh, imagine putting on the fitted sheet for that shit.
Oh, God.
A nightmare.
Oh, boy. Oh, imagine God. Even buying. You ever put a fitted sheet on a bed that the sheet is too small?
Yeah.
My God. I hate that shit. Bro, as soon as you lay on that fucking sheet, one side just pops up.
Wrapped around your head.
And sometimes it is the left corner to slap the fucking dome. Shit catches you screaming sometimes, man. Just off guard.
My last mattress was, I don't know what happened, man. I was ashamed moving that mattress, bro.
Yeah, you know what? It's never true. It's never like, hey, I didn't do that. It looks terrible right now. Standing up on this truck. Like, I have never seen that shit in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's just weeks and months of drool stains.
Yeah, man.
I left my mattress in my apartment, man. I just say, yeah, don't even take the sheets off.
Let it burn, bro. Let it burn. You ever hit an elderly home or a Jamaican crib? And like you go to bed, it's straight plastic.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like literally fucking.
Oh my God.
Sheet on plastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every breath.
It's not worth it.
For what?
You're sweating.
Like, they think they're saving it, but you're not saving it. Because you've already ruined it.
It's already ruined. They want me to spill juice up here.
Already ruined. It's like, it's already, like, not doing what it's supposed to do, gang.
You eat in your bed?
No.
Damn, hard enough?
Like,
hard enough.
I mean, I wouldn't say hard enough. I've eaten, like, a bowl of, like, popcorn. But like, I'm not eating chicken and shit in my bed.
It's not a good place. It's not a good place to eat chicken. It's flat. I need to sit down. I got the surface in front of me.
Yeah.
And I can't eat laying. You facts. Throw up, nigga. See, you trying to eat laying down.
Yeah.
And I'm a knife and fork type of nigga, so I ain't about to do that in the bed. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's pressures and shit. I'm tipping the scale.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the dips and shit.
But it's never like a satisfying eat because you got to balance the plate on your legs. So your legs are like, my stance? Mm-hmm. I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you had a barbecue?
Yeah, I know the stance. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Legs out to the side like this. And then, you know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
You sacrifice
your whole body. Your whole body's dedicated to this plate. No matter how you look.
Literally like the fucking
like, bro, I wouldn't want nobody to see me like this, bro.
Vulnerable position.
Vulnerable.
If I have beef at the barbecue, nigga, I'm done for. I got my legs like crossed, like a baby deer. My little flipper plate. I got my bouncing, my drink on my kneecap. Nigga. Hey, you that nigga?
Shit. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yes, sir.
Yo,
I thought you knew.
RandomOrder.org. We got a new round of random order tees, man. Yo, we got mad tees, man.
Tees and prices.
We teed up from the feed up, fool. RandomOrder.org. We got mad tees. We got the drop top minivan tee. We got the We Told You Whip tee. We got the Random Order Colombia tee. We got the Universal Handshake System tee, man. Niggas thought we was Tivana. Yo, we got mad tees, man.
Shipping worldwide.
Buy for your dad. That's what's up. RandomOrder.org. Back to the episode. Real talk. Go get that shit. RandomOrder.org. Yes, ma'am.
I was at a barbecue. Yadman was fucking grilling a chicken. One fell right on the fucking dirt in the grass. Bro, I was watching it. Picked it up. Fucking flame. I swear, it was the green flames and shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Grass fed.
All right.
Before it was a thing, man. Yeah.
Damn, you be buying the chicken that don't be stressed out and shit. The fruit, stress-free chickens.
Man.
Free range.
And dead.
Free range.
Massage and all that type shit.
That's exactly what I'm saying, man. Like, they tell you shit where it's like, yo, get my chicken stress-free from the jump.
Yeah, yeah.
We later saying, hey, this
stress-free. You're stressing on my chicken wings all my life, nigga.
Yeah. If you know you're about to kill that chicken, at least give him a stress-free life.
So what y'all doing before? Oh, my fucking God. The thing is, man, I want to pop up on one of these places. Like, go pick up a package. All right, bet Hilbert's. Stress-free chicken pop up on them at his ranch. How your chickens living?
Let me go see.
Pop up.
Let me see them.
I'm going to get them popped. Yo, we're serious about that shit. They know to do some fucked up shit. We're also going to have open house every day and field trip and shit.
Fuck, man. And I just wonder how, like, what is that conversation like in the room?
What a stress-free shit.
Nah, you just got it. You got your full establishment set up. You know what I mean? We're in the room, all three of us. We got a farm running. We got our chickens. And we know what's going on behind that door. We're like, yo, listen, man. They can't see any of this.
We got it. You know what I mean? That's when we start painting the picture. Our chickens are stress-free. They ain't never see a knife in their life. Don't even, matter of fact, when we get them, don't even see it coming.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And that's what we stand by.
Oh, can we see it? No. Oh. Nah, absolutely not.
That's going to stress them out. It ain't stress-free.
Oh, we got chickens out there. Read the label. Read it.
And no us only, man.
No, that's chickens it. Don't talk to press. Don't do no press.
I'm sorry, child. Fuck, man. But yeah, I'm calling cap on all of them, man.
We got to grab that pack. I'm going to grab that pack over
I'm going to grab a pack.
Stressed out pack.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Man, y'all be in the kitchen with the chicken all touchy-touchy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You with that?
What you mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Just like you're cutting the chicken, yeah, a little rinse, and then you go on to this, and now you're on your phone, and you're doing this and that. And, mm-hmm. Or are you like, yo, nigga, I'm touching chicken. I got a serious wash in between every
bro?
Action. Yeah?
We do the gloves over here, man.
I like the gloves.
I do the latex gloves and I buy them a bit big so I can slip my hand in and out of them.
Nice,
easily.
Sheldon.
Nice.
You know, you've been having the same experiences.
And he's saving the world.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Am I?
Nice.
Bro,
am I saving the world?
Yeah, because.
Plastic.
But you're using.
You're stopping the spread of salmonella.
I throw the gloves.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
I use more than one glove.
What are you talking
about?
For
sure.
He uses the same glove. He's saying he slips in and out of the glove.
Yeah, I slip in and out, but I might go through like one or two extras.
Yeah. Cool, because
I might like joints. I might throw it out and then I got to do something else. Real and I'm talk. Like, I'll get another, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. You ever had to season some chicken and then for whatever reason go fucking sweep the garage?
What?
What?
not the garage specifically, but you know when you're like cooking and then something just pops over, it's like, yo, for whatever reason,
you gotta do something.
You have to leave and like go do this. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this doesn't even fucking work, but I gotta do it.
That was
whatever.
Just mad specific.
I'm kind of just trying to think of something that's like very far from cooking and cleaning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
That's driving to the store, nigga. First thing you know, you're warm shit up, nigga, pops bubble, next thing you know, you're in the whip. Fuck, nigga, I forgot to see that. Nigga, I'm catching a little bit of heat for suggesting every time I'm at a grocery store, maybe we get some gloves. Let's look for the gloves. Nah, what you need the gloves for?
Mm.
And I don't need to be all up in the chicken and shit. Fuck, the shit's under my nails and I'm doing this and then the super serious hand wash.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't really remember my parents being so like cautious with it. I feel like they're kind of just willy nilly answer the phone. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Phone,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. 100%. But I feel like we even outside of like a clean tip, I feel like I season the chicken better when I'm in gloves because I'm not.
Real talk.
I'm in there like whatever. Yeah. Like I don't care. Exactly. That's real
talk. You feel invincible. Like, I cannot get that at all.
Oh,
trust me.
And now think about it. We definitely got the flu a whole lot as kids.
Yeah.
Compared to now, if you really think about it. Yeah. I don't get the flu like that.
Yeah.
I don't get
as
the flu.
As a kid, it was like a common occurrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they seasoned the chicken like in the sink.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Was those our parents?
I'm pretty sure like our dad did that maybe once and then they switched to the ice cream Napoleon 4-liter bucket. Because <Yeah, laughs> we didn't switch, but I caught the chicken in the sink a couple times. I remember it.
I gotta confirm that, man, because I see it and it looks familiar to me, but at the same time, not. But I've definitely seen like studies. Yeah. Not that we needed this shit, but I've seen studies of how dirty this shit is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're washing your chicken in the fucking toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Put that straight in the fucking from the store pack into the pot. Like it's cleaner that way.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah, y'all boys wash your chicken.
I do. Yeah.
Hell yeah, nigga. I jump up in there with the.
The lemon juice.
Yeah, the little, what fucking apple cider vinegar?
Apple cider, yeah, nice.
Smells like shit.
Nice. Smells like fucking poopo.
Literally, when you mix apple cider vinegar with raw chicken.
It smells like shit.
It's burning whatever stress is left. You know what I'm saying?
What's the last thing y'all cooked?
Man, the other day, man, made a bomb ass spaghetti, real talk. Nice. I like spaghetti, man. Fuck all the spaghetti haters.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
niggas,
man.
Niggas doing bad PR on spaghetti. Yeah. How you gonna hate on spaghetti, nigga?
Bro, you do like a spaghetti and meatballs with like, you don't even have to do like with a garlic bread, but with some type of just like buttered bread on the side. I'll take that.
Bro, you're out of this world.
Yeah, every time. Give me a Caesar salad with it too.
Come on, man. Put your respect on spaghetti. That's like a human food.
Hell yeah.
That's like one of the human staples. Mm-hmm. You got fucking pizza, sandwiches, spaghetti.
Yep.
Yeah. The thing is with spaghetti and just pasta in general is like, nah, man.
This nigga always ready to hate on some pasta. But you be eating pasta. I've been seeing this nigga. Oh, who was that? Not your fucking rice, nigga.
Yo. The thing is, man, it's like, my problem is I'm never ready to test some shit.
Okay, what you mean?
I'm never ready to try it out.
There's a lot of bad pasta.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. A lot of people, like, pasta is so popular, I think you just put it together for me. Pasta is so popular that everyone wants to say I do fucking pasta. As a Jamaican, like, I know I can't go anywhere and get jerk chicken. I'm like, you're not going to do it right. I'm thinking you're not going to do it right. I'll still test it out. But I can see from the place, I can smell, I can say, all right, maybe I think this is going to be fucking good. Mm-hmm. Spaghetti, I don't really know too much. So I just, all right, yeah, let me try spaghetti and it's bad. But I had spaghetti that sent me out of this world. You know what I'm saying? But I just got to know I'm going to a good place known for their Getty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
That's
I
all.
I feel
that shit. Yeah.
That's all.
The Italians be doing, they be doing al dente and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and them boys knowing al dente. Yeah,
you like al dente?
You ever get embarrassed because you didn't know what an al dente was?
Yeah.
Or when your noodle was al dente?
Just, yeah, every time. To this day.
Yeah, I can never get a perfect. You're good with al dente. I can't. Yeah, I always say, yo, is this noodle good enough? I could never get
it. Soggy ass noodle. You're falling apart. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of al dente, but the other day I had some good al dente, man, with some lemon spaghetti situation. Yeah. But the Italians got to do it, man.
What is al dente? That's like how hard the noodle is, or like,
yeah, it's like a little bit, you might consider it like a little bit raw. It's a little bit harder core to the pasta.
Yeah.
But Sam's mom, I guess she didn't know nothing about that. She went to a little joint. A little Italian joint. She said, why are these noodles raw?
I would say the same thing.
Yeah, if it's not done right, it's not. I mean, you start asking questions for sure.
Yeah. And then I guess that's with food everywhere. So it's just, you know, it has to be done right. You gotta know where you're going. And yeah, man, fuck. I hate when someone doesn't do the research about where you're about to send me for your food records or anything like that.
Real talk.
Right.
Man, how you feel about it? You walk up in a Thai joint, nice little Thai joint, authentic Thai. They got the stuff, they got the souvenirs and shit. Smell like a Thai joint.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the boss comes out, white man. Hey, guys. Ooh. Thanks for coming. Ooh. What'll it be? Ooh. And then you take a peek in the back. You got all the Thai people.
Yeah,
the little Thai
you got
people.
The Thai people doing it. They do.
Man. Working. How you feel about that shit, man?
First boss question. Don't you paying them?
Like, you bust him. All right. How much pay? What's the secret here?
He's so confused. I'm sorry. That's not on the menu.
I don't know. It ain't about the menu. I know it is about the menu, fucker.
Open up that cash register. I mean, you know, man, like, I'll probably feel what I feel for, like, until we ordering.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping $1.50 with you. Like, yeah, that's it. I wouldn't feel happy about it, but shit. Yeah,
I think I got to gauge the happiness of the workers by there. I make eye contact with someone in the back. You good? Everything?
Yeah.
You see?
Hey, blink you know twice. I
mean? Yeah, they don't blink twice.
Blink twice if you're getting paid. That's the thing, because there's going to be pros. People have jobs. It's a business, and you know what I mean? They get to, maybe they love cooking that food. Because sometimes, yeah, certain people can't get a restaurant because it's like money, but you're just going to miss that initial connection from me. And I was just saying this the other day, a lot of things got to be right before I eat at a place. You don't feel that?
Yeah. Or at least like not threatening. Alarming.
I got a few notes.
You get one alarming thing.
That's like the first layer. Am I scared right
now? What's alarming though? What are we putting on alarming? What's on that?
Mouse runs out the back. You know what I mean? You see movement.
Yeah.
Any movement.
Make me say, what the hell? What the fuck was that? Anything like that is alarming. Like, you know what I mean? A door, if I open your door and like something swings down, like almost hits me, I'm like, what the fuck? We were at a hotel and I opened my hotel door and the this is like a chamber in there.
It's like the pressure thing that like, you know, makes the door ease shut, but it's like a whole box that attaches
at the top,
to the
right?
door.
Yeah, it's like exactly. a pump, hydro pump or whatever. Hydraulic pump.
Yeah.
I think that's a Blastoise super move or some shit.
So that thing, I open my door, it swings down. I said,
oh,
it came out of your
way. Like that. Because it's still attached to the door. So it's swinging out. And I fucking call him, like, dog, look at this shit.
The door fell out. You trying to get a witness as quick as possible. Yeah. You saw this shit, right? I just opened it.
Yeah, but, you know, alarming. But that's a hotel. It's different. But just a lot of things got to be right with the place before I eat there. So it's like, that first initial reaction is usually, all right, who's the owner? Whose restaurant is this? Look around, nice. They're nice. They're respectable. Okay, cool. Now let me try the food. All right, now it's completely hit off. Like, we went to the place in Orangeville.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we walk in there, sweet owner. You can tell she owns it. She has a story. Oh, I've been here for X amount of years. Try this dish. And she's saying she can make things off of the menu. This is your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You already stole my heart. Food don't gotta be amazing right now because you got my heart. So
yeah,
I feel that.
The white man would just get the coin, man. And I'll be like, all right, man, whatever. This shit,
yeah.
Do slap.
I guess I don't think the tips are as big if you're, you know what I mean? It seems like you might be an imposter. Maybe you get the respect and you've been to the country and you fucking got super inspired, wrote a book or some shit, nigga. I don't
know. That's the thing, yeah.
But when we met Mama, the little Thai Mama, we had to give her the God's plan tip. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little 50 ball.
Yeah. Right.
I feel that.
No, it was 100. It was 100.
Yeah, she was a brown boy.
It was 100,
a brown boy. Yeah. And she called us back. She said, I think you made a mistake. And then Sean's like, nah, it ain't. And then God's plan came in.
No way.
Yeah, man.
Nah, we felt it, man. We felt it. She was an honest lady. Corona was beating ass out there.
Yeah, Corona was knocking ass down, man.
Speaking of cooking, I don't know if it's just me, but I find like growing up and like learning to cook, like certain meals, it kind of made me realize like, yo, my parents weren't really that sick at cooking. Like, I used to be like, yo, how you make that?
For fucking rice and chicken.
It's like rice and chicken. I'm like, nah, make
that. Ooh.
Yo,
your aunt, how you do that? So you chopped up the hot dogs into the mat? Dad, so you fucking cheese in this?
Cheese first or what? Will we do hot dogs first? Crazy, man.
Crazy.
And now we got the internet, nigga. We tapped in. Yeah, I'm going to do a motherfucking souffle on them.
Yeah, no, I got that. Also, yeah, sometimes I never really registered that. Like, I didn't know what barbecue sauce was. I didn't know, like, we had different routes to go with barbecue sauce. I thought barbecue sauce is just drip. Like,
you got to go to the barbecue, man.
Like, you know, like, it's just barbecue sauce. As a kid. And, like, my dad liked to barbecue and shit. So when I'm starting, I'm like, yo, hold on. What the fuck? I'm getting hickory?
Stubs?
What the fuck is
baby Ray?
Son, remember when we started putting people on baby Ray's because it wasn't in Canada yet?
Real talk. Oh, that man changed my life with that shit. Julian,
told
man.
Her he forgot.
He did?
He almost forgot.
Like, I'll never forget that. I got a tattoo on my back. Sweet baby rays.
Sweet baby rays, man.
Thank you, Julian.
Yeah, that man came back from the States. Didn't say a word. He said, boys, sweet baby rays. I think he brought home a bottle from Florida.
Wow.
I think that's how we tasted it.
Yeah, because it wasn't
in a sandwich bag. He said, boys, I got that shit for you, man.
That sandwich bag is crazy.
Trust me, man.
Charles, what would you say is your greatest culinary accomplishment? It's your strongest fucking meal. Aliens came down. Make me bring back the best thing you ever fucking made.
Man, I'm going to say salmon, honestly. I did an orange chicken the other day that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. Yeah, it's documented.
Yeah, I'm gonna say salmon with the fried potatoes.
Any type of veggies
on the side. Yeah.
Real talk. I might go breakfast on them, man. Mm. Let me make them aliens a little breakfast, man.
Yeah. Sit down, man.
I done made some good breakfast. Yeah. I fuck with breakfast, dog.
Yeah, your French toast slaps.
I forget.
Yeah. French toast should be wet with that fucking white powder on it. What's that shit called? Mm-hmm. Sugar icing powder. Mm-hmm.
And I only got good with that off of pressure. I was doing my own thing, experimenting with the French toast at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came down to see Symphony. I came down to see Symphony and her family. And then she's like, everyone's over. And she was like, Thanksgiving weekend. She's like, can you make your French? No. She said, we're at the store for other breakfast shit. And she's like, Jermaine, you can make your French toast for everyone, right? For everyone, like, it's still in fucking beta mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, French toast is still in beta. I don't know. But lo and behold, man, I fucking knocked out 6 of them. Clients were happy. They're like, oh, this is just like the restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Like, stop doing that shit.
Yeah,
if I could tell they're being for real.
That's the thing about cooking, man. You never know if, like,
you never know.
You
man.
Never know.
It if could be a bad French toast, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
honestly, my dad fuck up noodles so many times.
Yeah,
seeing Richie fuck up any food that he's cooking, it'll go bad quick, or he'll resolve it quick.
Right.
I see that nigga throw a whole pot in the garbage.
I was like, and it's like final. This is plating time, nigga. If this is final table, we got 30 seconds. He dumps his fucking pot of pasta.
No, nigga, let's go of the pot.
The whole pot goes in the garbage.
I think one time he burnt something so bad. He was bad with rice, and he would burn rice to, like, the bottom of, like, the pot. I think he burnt something so bad one time he threw the whole fucking... It's fucked,
bro.
You got Dominicans watching, like, okay, what's wrong with that? They be burning the bottom of pots, right?
And then they scrape it. Yeah. They, like, burnt rice.
Nigga, you ever do the pizza audible?
The who?
The pizza audible?
Pizza who?
The pizza audible.
I don't know what you're saying. Nigga, right now.
Pizza audible?
Do you know what an audible is?
No.
It's like when you change your play at the last second. Like before you hut, you change your play. You make an audible.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
You gotta get the design.
That's hilarious. Continue going, blood.
Well, I was cooking one night and I suck at making rice. And but I found out that my air fryer, it's a pressure cooker as well. You can make rice in it. So I was like, okay, so I was trying to make it for the first time. I put too much water. So when you put too much water in it, it just comes out like fuck, like soggy and shit.
Like risotto.
You know what I'm saying? So I tried to I did it, open it up, it's all soggy. I tried to like take, and then the thing tells you, the air fryer will tell you, it'll put like, it says water across the thing. So it's like, hey, it's too much water or not enough water. Try to take some water out. I couldn't save it. I literally threw everything away. I bought a pizza.
Nice. Nice.
And I gave the pizza. So I said, I don't want to talk about it. Just take the pizza.
You know, nice.
Just take that shit. Was your lady over your shoulder? Just
Cause she know once I get frustrated, like you gotta let me be.
She know about rice?
Yeah, she know about rice. She can make rice well.
That's when you gotta embrace. Okay. I'm like, yo, Symphony, come make this rice, nigga, because I'm not responsible for it.
Yeah. Or get a rice cooker.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
You can't go wrong with a rice cooker.
I'm doing that.
Once you know your levels.
Bro, you fuck off and forget it. You press it. Fuck rice. You come back. Oh, rice.
Nice. Yo, scoop it out.
I'm not going back to making rice on the pot. Like, fuck that.
Nah, this is the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah, I don't care. Nah. You can't shame me for that still.
You can never shame me for it still. I always fuck rice up still. It'll be too wet or I burn the bottom, but.
Bro, you can make rice and peas in the fucking rice cooker.
Yeah, you can,
When I see my dad defy culinary gravity, nigga.
Yeah.
I saw him put the rice and he put the beans in, rice and peas. I said, Jesus Christ, you genius.
Dog, one day I just threw, you know, like the mixed frozen vegetables?
Rice and veg.
And
the veg has a way of steam, like the vegetable flavor be going. So you know what I'm talking about, shit.
Mm-hmm. And especially when it's frozen, it kind of like, it's kind of like gives it some water in there too. So once it kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk. Sheldon, talk to me. You do pink burgers?
Pink burgers. No.
You gave it a chance. I like that. Yeah, you're a grown man, yeah, man.
Bloody burger.
No.
I'm going to say no, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all doing pink burgers?
Nah, man. Not necessarily. I be, like, you know what I mean? As long as they swear I'm not going to die, like, I could, like, soldier through it, but for sure. I all the time prefer make my shit brown.
Have you guys watched Pressure Cooker on Netflix?
Nah, not yet. I've been scanning over that shit.
Don't scan over. Yeah. Don't scan again, brother. Click it. Telling you, brother, like, when I tell you, I sat down at 5 o'clock and I didn't move until 1 a.m.
No way. I don't need that in my life. Sure.
The whole season, one go.
You think you're being efficient when you do that shit. You know what, man? Let me just be responsible. Get this out the way all in one block of time.
No.
It doesn't distract.
That wasn't what I was on.
So I just chill. Say, yes, still watching.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I
turned the setting off for the day. Don't ask me.
You ever get offended about that shit? It's like, hell yeah, I'm still watching. Nigga, it's only been 5 hours.
Fuck up. Nigga, my phone was like in the couch, like in the fucking couch cushion. Like, I was good. I was chilling there.
Apple Watch, walk.
Great fucking show, man.
Take it off.
Check it out. But nice. Why was I going to say that? Oh, because they cook like a venison on there. And inside the venison was like pink and shit. And I was like, oh, no, man.
Pink reindeer? That's reindeer, right?
Is it?
I think it's something like a deer or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Nah, if I'm eating any other unfamiliar animal, make that shit for sure. Fucking,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Let me get comfortable with the animal first before we start talking about pink.
Word.
Okay, I slaughtered that. Yeah, it's a deer.
Word. Y'all be cooking with thermostats?
I don't feel like they're reliable. They always be lying to me and shit. Is it too? Is it, you know what I mean? It's always like up. I don't know. I haven't found a good one, maybe.
Yeah. You got to go into the middle of whatever you're trying to get the temperature of. Because sometimes niggas put the thermostat right through the fucking barbecue, getting the fucking temperature of the barbecue.
Oh, 600. Fucking 1,000 degrees. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, better take it out. Yes. Fucking bloody. Yeah.
But if you're trying to make a good steak,
the
thing about cooking, man, is your fucking temperature.
It is.
You can control your temperature and your time.
Yeah.
You can't question it.
But real talk. And yo, that's what calmed me down about cooking. I was always like, yo, all this heat and shit until like I, you know, came up on like, yo, slow cooking, you know what I mean? Easy temperature. Mm-hmm. But like searing a steak, nigga, that motherfucker got to be.
And you got to do your prep too, man. Like I like the recipes where they tell you like, yo, prep because, nigga, once this shit hit the shit, it's about to be quick. So you don't want to be trying to
chop it. Where are they?
That's when the book starts yelling at you. Where you fucking onions, bro? Nah, that's a fact. Yeah. I think I like cutting anything like more. Nah, man, it's something about laying a piece of meat down on a fucking cast iron and saying,
What
were you about to say instead? Grill?
Nah, because I really like cutting and like prepping and like saying, okay, like, I'd like organizing shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So you know what I mean?
My little bullets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TikTok cooker. Yeah. Little bowls. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes too long sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. You be thinking like, okay, I'm about to do this quick thing. 30 minutes go by, you ain't even turned the oven on yet.
Yeah. Facts.
Flights. They gotta do something, man. They gotta switch it up or something, bro.
Flights.
Flying on airplanes.
Switch it up.
Is just not where it needs to be. It's like, it's not, man. First of all, I think we talked about this on like 2 episodes. I think Danny said something about a babies only section. Yes.
Yeah.
Baby only airline.
Yeah, baby
all only. Them fucking babies.
Dog.
Put them fucking babies. Bring my baby. I got my baby off. They got to get on my adult airline.
Dog. So going to Jamaica. I just came out from Jamaica for all the listeners. Going to Jamaica, I didn't. I didn't buy my seat. I'm like, I'm being cheap. I'm like, just randomize me, whatever. Whatever happens. So, of course, I get the middle seat. I'm like, damn, all right, whatever. I'm a small guy. You know, I'm skinny. I'll figure it out, whatever. I got my neck pillow. I'm cool. So, I get to the seat now. There's a lady, a larger woman, sitting on my left. I'm like, okay, cool. Sit down. 2 minutes later, another large woman on my right.
Yeah, Oreo.
Little Sheldon Oreo. Sandy.
Yeah. So then, what makes it even worse? Woman on my left, she goes, do you prefer to be a hot dog or a sausage? I'm like, don't say that to me. So I'm like, all right, whatever, man.
Wait, hold on. No. So she knew it was not whatever, nigga.
She knew. I'm like, that's fucked up, man.
What's that supposed to mean?
Huh?
What'd you say?
What? Yeah.
I just laughed. I just gave her the awkward laugh, the polite laugh.
You know, turn up the AirPods.
Exactly.
Yeah. Noise cancellation. Yeah,
exactly. Because I definitely took my AirPods off to hear her say that. So I'm like,
okay. She had to get off her chat. I feel like it might have been like awkward tension. Like, y'all just mind sandwiched in between us. Crank it off with a little joke. Yeah. Break the tension.
Yeah.
Maybe it made it more awkward.
Just made it work. I was already like, damn, man. Like, fuck. This is really like what I didn't want to happen. Like, literally, the worst case scenario happened.
Happening,
you know what I'm saying? It's happening. So whatever,
you gotta
man.
Choose that seat, man. You gotta give in.
Fly there. My
they
neck's
the
done.
With that shit.
Body's done when I get there. I'm like, okay, whatever, man.
Shoulders are just landing like this. Like, you know,
sauces. Exactly. Full sauces.
Exactly. And you know what? The AirPods, the AirPod Maxes, and the neck pillow don't really work well together. You can't really do that. It just get in the way, and then you just like it's not a good time.
Your shit is like sliding up.
Exactly. Exactly. So on the way back, I'm like, hey, I'm buying my seat. I'm not playing with that shit. So I buy the seat. Now, instead of fucking large women on side of me, it's just children. Children behind me. I'm like, bro. I'm like, this is crazy.
You're sleepy. You think it's turbulence of fucking kids. You haven't even leave yet.
Kicking my... Dog, I'm telling you, bro. And like, I will say though, the AirPod noise cancellation is one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, because that shit, I put that shit on, it was like, couldn't hear nothing after that. I'm like,
Sheldon's
okay,
world.
It's my world.
Yeah.
But then like the kids kept like touching me and shit. You know when someone's touching you, but like you just kind of ignore it because you're like, okay, it's probably just like an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I turn and like acknowledge it, just makes it more awkward.
Yeah.
And like weird. So I just don't, but yeah, they just kept touching me and shit. I'm like, okay, man, like.
Yeah,
you got to contact the adult, nigga. Who's the guardian here?
Right? I should have, man. I really should have, but probably two of the worst flights I've ever been on. I'm like, bro, man's flew from London in the middle seat.
Smoother flight.
It was not this bad. And it was a smoother flight than this, bro.
Yeah. Man, I think it's just the airport. Something about the airport, man, is just it makes a lot of people off, like, off the rocker, man. It really, like, some people are just... Maybe a lot more anxiety. Some people just don't know how to handle shit. But then it's like when they get on the plane, now it's like, okay, we made it finally. But then it's like a whole new anxiety level. It's like, okay, fuck, now we have to fly or 5-hour flight, 6-hour flight. People are just different. I don't talk to nobody in the airport but the goddamn minister who's giving me my ticket. Like, and even then, I got it on my phone. But
Jay, the fuck you want?
Yeah, my airport is honestly like... I want everything to give me Clear, Nexus, everything, bro. I don't want to.
Wait, what is that? What's Clear Nexus? What is that?
It's just you bypass lines and know who you are. It's basically just saying me again.
The only catch is you gotta scan your eyeball. You gotta give them your eyeball scan. You down for that shit?
I am, yeah.
After that, you take time to research what can I do with my eyeball. Yeah, sure, sign,
take it.
Acknowledge.
I definitely am.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, hopefully you have a smooth flight over to the O.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Man, it's gorgeous out here, man.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas ask me, I'm like, why Orlando? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You got your visa went to Orlando? I mean, hell yeah, nigga.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I had to.
You get it. But you already get it, nigga.
But you get it, yeah.
You've been to Orlando before?
Someone asked me.
For sure, yeah.
It's nice. Someone asked me, like, what was my weekend saying? And I was just like, yo, lately, during the weekends, I'm starting to unplug a little bit more. Where it's like, I completely just disregard my phone. I come back to Monday with, like, 60, 70 messages. I just don't touch anything. Like, literally not even texting anyone. I start by cleaning. Like, every Saturday now, I'm, like, kind of cleaning the crib. Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes I like to do a Saturday, so weekends, it's clean, you know?
That's your new shit.
Yeah. So,
nice.
Fuck, I forgot where I was going. Oh, someone said, like, why Orlando type of shit. And I was just like, yo, honestly, I came in here because it's going to be nicer and shit. You have more peace of mind. But fucking, if I'm always, like, on the go and connected to the world, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm putting myself right where, like, right back in the mix.
Real talk?
Yeah.
But Toronto, I can never unplug because I'm like, someone just rings my doorbell and it's like, yo, come outside. And I'm, you know what I mean? I'm plugged in now. So it's like, I kind of like space when I was at my dad's, so far from everyone. No one made plans with me because they're like, Trey's too far, man. Fuck it. So now it's like,
even when you make plans with them, you're like, oh, Ottawa. Oh, I mean, fucking Orange.
Might as well.
Yeah, Ottawa. So they're like, Ottawa? No, they go Orange 45. Yeah, 5 hours. Yeah.
Speaking of like ringing your door, do you feel like If somebody like, cause yeah, when I was downtown, I could imagine people just be downtown. They text you like, mm-hmm.
"We were the
yo, I'm in the area." Da da da. You ever tell anybody just like, "Yo, not right now."
Yeah.
Like,
I done been not home at home.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I'm on the road, gang.
Oh yeah,
couched
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
bro, we became Toronto.
Yeah,
you're coming to Toronto. Oh, let's fucking stop by Toronto.
Yeah.
Text. Mm-hmm. Don't even text. Right. Boom, boom, doorbell. Art security calls.
Hey, you got a Dwayne and 10 guys here?
Fucking
yeah. That was the worst. We're just talking about that. We always tell our cousin, yo, we're chilling. Don't come here with mm-hmm. fucking 50 people. Hey, nah, cousin.
All right, man.
He's going to know exactly who it is right when he hears that. Hey, nah, cousin. Okay, man. Comes to open the door. It's fucking. He's the first thing this guy does. He smiles, whispers, "Chavon, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on." I'm like, bro, why is 30 people behind you? Right,
sorry,
right?
My friend, them come. My friend, them come off.
What are you supposed to say there? Like, I smiled and I opened my door. I'm like, all right, come in. I'm not gonna make you look like a fucking idiot. But
yeah,
you're meeting people in your basketball shorts, nigga, barefoot. Hi, nice to meet you. What's up? Fucking. And there's two different modes. They're coming downtown to party, do this, do that. You're dressed all sorts of leathers in the crib and shit. I'm just here in my fucking little beater.
Yeah.
It's my chilling. Baby shorts.
Yeah. I met way too many people in leathers while I was in pleathers, man.
Fucking chills, man. Like, you got pleather shorts?
Yeah, I did. That was one, only one pair. But yeah, nah. It was hard to separate certain things and make your fucking sandbox.
Your little sanctuary, man. Your little, I was saying, like, Orlando feels like a good neutral, or places like Orlando feel like a good neutral, where you're like,
yeah,
all right, this is a default, nigga. Like, nothing is going on, nothing crazy.
Right.
When your default is the fucking helicopters flying by and niggas ringing your doorbell, this and that. And, you know what I mean? You can't do your own thing, and you're always interrupted by some shit.
Yeah. And, you know, man, fuck, that's why I really liked, like, when we first lived in Brampton, it was the suburbs, but it was fucking. Nothing was built. No stores were built. Like, nothing was around us, honestly. So that's why a lot of that boredom came from, like, all right, what do we want to do? Like, we got to do something.
Film videos. Like,
kids,
drink chocolate milk, shit our pants.
Purpose. Yeah, man. But
yeah, you just have to feel something out there.
It's nice, man. It's nice.
When's the last time you heard a nigga say haywire? You ever hear a nigga say haywire?
No.
Somebody just dropped that shit on me the other day, man. I just had to step back.
Yeah, I'm not.
You've never heard a nigga say, it's going haywire.
Nah. I heard
first time.
I heard bananas.
Yeah, but they got bananas.
Man, that's the craziest I got.
Drop haywire on them off.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a double ticket. Like, you know, what the fuck is this?
First of all, that's instant panic. Like, why would you use that as the describing word?
My tablet's gone haywire.
Speaking of, that's funny because I was just with Sebastian and them at the Faze office, and they were having a conversation about. Like placing bets on like mundane things. So they're like, yo, what's the over under on like how fast would anybody in the world or how much time in between would anybody in the world say Cheerio? You know, like chip, chip, Cheerio?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, over 9 minutes, under 9 minutes. And I'm like, I don't know the last time I heard somebody say Cheerio, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it could go hours before somebody says that.
Yeah.
In the world?
Yeah, in the world.
Cheerio?
Because I don't know if they use that in like the UK like that anymore.
Cheerio?
What? And yeah, they'll say that or pass me my Cheerios.
No, not Cheerios. It has to be Cheerio. Like,
Cheerio?
Say,
yeah,
I dropped one like, Cheerio. If you drop a single Cheerio, you could say,
where's my Cheerio gone? It's my Cheerio.
That's the only case.
All right, man, let me do a little character test before we get up on out of here, man. Shit, check this out, man. Let me paint the picture.
Character test, okay.
You at the store, man. You know what I mean? You treating yourself. You cashed up. You know what I mean? Little, going buy some threads, man. You in the store, nice little store. They got all the street gear, urban wear, all the shit you like. You know? You get five $40 t-shirts. Let's get one pair of $200 jeans. You walk up to the cash register. The cashier is clearly somebody's no-no. You know what I mean? She's not all there. She's kind of, you know what I mean? She's kind of a mess. She rings you up. The total is $75. You know what I mean? And you got $75 cash on. You could fucking walk up out this bitch without a trace. How you acting on the spot? You know this shit is about, you know what I mean? Threesome.
I'm going to let her know.
I'm gonna let her know. I think she's made a mistake.
I think
I'm gonna let her know.
Get the damn grandson. What the fuck? Grandma, no, what the fuck? That's why we're in the hole.
I'll get it back on the self-check back end.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'll get it back from the corporation. Not a little no-no.
Mm-hmm. Good answer, man.
I'll tell it. Wow. Yeah, I'll tell it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you see stories. Like, I just saw one circulating about some guy that was at McDonald's and got, like, a bag of cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it today. Yeah.
Lots of cash, and he brought it back. Mm-hmm. And you watch those shows, like, man, you should have kept that shit. But something, like, when you're in a moment... I guess speak for everyone. But when you're in a moment, you feel like doing the right thing. I just feel that you're watching yourself, you know what I mean? And it depends on how you look at your character. You know what I mean? If you think that shit is bad and it doesn't feel right to your soul, you know better, man. But at the same time, nigga, if you like let me go with it, I'm like, shit, nigga, you get this is a blessing. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I would never want motherfucking the what would you do now, nigga, to come up from behind the counter on me. So I'm like, hey.
You started backtracking. Oh, no.
I'm going to go get my calculator in the whip.
Nah, it just depends on who asking.
So what you doing?
Hey, man, you see what I do on the zone?
Mr.
You see what I do on the zone? Nah, for real. It's just, it's how you feel in that exact moment and knowing like, all right, I only do what I do to the zone because I know I can get it on. JB, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's JB. Mm-hmm. I can get it. It's all right, bro. You fuckers are doing...
You ain't touching the moon and shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Right, this motherfucking court.
Right.
Somewhere like that. This fucking XLR.
You bitch ass nigga.
Something like that, man. Yeah, I'm gonna do my damn thing, man.
Now, what if you try to pull the Amazon stunt again? For those who don't know. We got the audio episode. What was it? 120.5 or something?
Yeah, 121.5 maybe. Yeah.
One of them. You do the Amazon stunt. Mm. The driver is the motherfucker. What would you do, nigga?
Why'd you do that? Why'd you order so many times?
I'm fucking straight up, I'm rocking them. See, don't be watching me like that.
Listen. Imagine they record you take the box in the crib.
Watch it. Look at this. Like, get you like cheaters, nigga. Watch this. Look. It's you, nigga. You already know it. Look.
Why'd you do that?
Yo. I'm slapping the fucking iPad down, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to beat a nigga on cheater. Or what would you do with the blurred face? They ain't get my consent, nigga. This shit ain't.
Yeah, I ain't signing nothing.
You got no permission.
Dog. Yeah, honestly, man, I'll break my story down right there and I'll start a revelation, man. Hell of things gonna be under me saying, hey man, we just doing what Trey doing, man.
Hey, they already there, brother.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you do have like 1 second to turn that around. So the world hunger been going on for how long? JB got it. Where GB at?
Yeah.
GB, hell yeah, I took it back, you know.
Go get it, nigga. You know my address already, actually.
What would you do, nigga? I learned a new lesson today and a new perspective.
Thanks to this guy. And then I give my consent. I'm like, yeah, now y'all got it.
Yeah, y'all cool. Actually, nigga, give me that paper back.
Oh, man. Yeah, Sheldon, you told me I was starting to wave out here, man. What's that about?
Yeah, man, you starting to wave, man. A couple of my partners.
Really?
Verbatim. Hey, I was inspired by you guys. My nigga got that MSI monitor.
Hey, man, I'm out of here, man.
Disconnect me.
It was a story, fuckers. Oh, Marcus story now.
Marcus, yeah.
Y'all ain't seen nothing. Y'all ain't heard nothing, man. This has been Random Order Show, episode 124. Yeah. Coming live from Orlando, coming live from the GTA, man. We lied there. It's been a very swell episode, man. Thank you for hanging with us. www.randomorder.org, man. Get on the site. Bang Random Order. Rep your favorite PCAST, man. We got fresh, hot designs coming at you on the Reggie, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got some little pieces right here, man. We got some little joints.
Got some drip right here, man.
Got a couple joints, man.
Yeah.
We told your car, bitch. Yeah. Real niggas know what episode that from. Yeah. Amen.
You know what that is. Come get it, man. Bring cash.
What we got here, man?
Yo, Random Order Eagle, man. The biggest, man.
Be locked in.
Nice.
Come on, man. That's one of my favorites right here. That
Come
on. Look, at the time, I say you can't dodge this.
Yeah.
In the scrap, y'all. Come on.
We don't need a fool.
Bitch. Yeah, man. Come on, man. Another one of my favorites, bro.
What that is, man?
Top men in Random Order News shirt. Yeah, man. Little newspaper. We got the Crumpet for Justice, man. We got the Big Ego on these motherfuckers.
Yo.
Come on, stupid. We got some more, but it's the last one we got on hand right now. We got, the, of course, the Random Order of Colombia. Connecting back to the roots, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got the Situation. We got a little Machine Gun Kelly. We got a little Maboni. Mabu Pro. We got all that, man. RandomOrder.org. Or you can shop, nigga, right under the video. We got them t-shirts.
Yep.
Under the video. Check it out, man. Anyways, man. Random Order Snapchat Show. Fresh, hot content. Yep. New edits. Hop on Snapchat and search the random. Actually, yeah, scan the little barcode, man. Yeah. Or search up Random Order. Join the RO Discord. Follow us. All the important links are going to be in the description below, man.
Yes, sir.
Shell, you want to leave a little something?
Man, do I want to leave them with something, man? Hey, I don't actually. I can't think of anything.
It's okay.
He's always been songs. Yeah.
I said, nah, man, fuck it this time. I'm going to leave.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.